Paul Slocum is the keynote speaker at a teacher summit being held this week at UW-Green Bay. He's the author of the book, Hear Our Cry, Boys in Crisis. Slocum says the crisis is that boys are underachieving in the classroom and often withdrawing at home. He'll give teachers tips on ways to make learning more appealing to boys without turning off their female classmates. He says boys are more apt to enjoy learning if lessons involve aspects of a game, and he says they're more likely to embrace the anonymity of computers and chat rooms. That's why, Slocum says, it's important that teachers and parents learn to recognize the warning signs of an emotionally withdrawn boy.
You know, if you ask a boy, you know, how are things, he's just going to say, I'm fine. And parents have to get beyond that, I'm fine.
The dangers of emotionally distant boys have become apparent in recent weeks. A 15-year-old boy recently shot and killed his high school principal in Casanova, and two Green Bay boys were allegedly planning a violent attack at their high school. The boys all claim to have been bullied. Slocum says that's a big warning sign because boys are shame-phobic.
And so boys are being bullied. Who did they go tell? Because if they tell someone, it says, I'm weak. So what happens is the boy masks it, he withdraws from family, he withdraws from friends, and all of that emotional pain leads the way to anger and ultimately to rage. And apparently these boys had reached the rage stage.
In the Green Bay case, a boy also alerted authorities of the planned attack. Slocum says his goal is to give more young men the confidence to do the right thing. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.